We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Inflation is certainly being a big red hot button issue for a lot of families. And because of that, the demand for services of area food banks all around Pittsburgh has been at a red letter level as well. The food bank in Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, serving 11 counties in southwestern Pennsylvania. And right now they need your help. Literally, they need your help. Joining us right now from the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Sharla Irwin Buncher. She is with the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, where she is development director. And she also is the one who oversees the volunteer efforts that are there. Sharla, it's great to have you on the program again. How are you?
I'm doing well, Rick. Thanks so much for having me on today.
So
give us this important issue.
It is. It's critically important. How many people day in, day out are staff members as opposed to volunteers? And whether it's an actual number or a percentage, give me an idea. How many are paid staff as opposed to how many are volunteers?
So the food bank serves 11 counties in southwestern Pennsylvania, as you mentioned, and we do that with 150 staff members. So in a variety of positions, truck drivers, warehouse workers, folks who work with our partners out in the community. And on an annual basis, we engage about 6,000 volunteers to really carry out our work. And the critical thing that's happening right now, and those folks donate more than 40,000 hours annually. And what we're experiencing right now is that we've launched some new programs. So our on-site food pantry, which is called The Market, and then we're also standing up and expanding our distributions out in the community, some that are greater expanded. Now that COVID kind of being what it is, we've really kind of ramped up some new distributions. So we're doing 17 monthly distributions throughout our service area. And really, volunteers are the heart of being able to carry out all those critical programs.
What type of work would a volunteer do? Because I'm guessing if you're looking at a ratio of 40-1 in terms of volunteers versus, you know, the actual staff, it's going to be all kinds of jobs that are necessary. But what sorts of things do you need people to help with?
Absolutely. So our greatest needs right now are working in the market, so assisting customers, registering folks, so folks with who comfort with a computer, and then also helping folks with their shopping, checking out and whatnot, stocking shelves, things like that. We also have needs at our direct distributions out in the community, so assisting folks by putting, you know, food items in people's cars or helping people with selecting fresh produce, for example. And then we also have opportunities here at the warehouse, repacking and inspecting food, really kind of helping get all that food ready to go out into the community. And then we have lots of opportunities for clerical type of work. So helping us maybe with some filing activities or some activities assisting people on the phone. So we have a wide variety of volunteer opportunities available that, you know, can fit kind of any skill level ability or even physical ability as well.
Sharla Irwin Buncher joining us from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, talking about their desperate need for volunteers and people to help out. How much training is necessary to do some of these things? I mean, do you have to go through a little bit of a training session in order to be able to do it? Or is it something that literally someone can show up and be put to work right away?
Well, we have a wide variety of opportunities. So we have opportunities that can be really kind of managed on a one-time basis. So you come in, you get your training on site that day, you're able to work, you know, a 3-hour or 4-hour shift and be done. So no extended training. And then we do have other opportunities for folks who want to volunteer more regularly. So say once a week or once a month, we can provide some kind of on-site training, nothing too terribly extensive, just to get folks up to speed for that more regular volunteer opportunity. So depending upon, your schedule and what sort of time you can give, we have a variety of options, you know, to really meet your schedule and your needs.
Are all of the needs for the main facility in Duquesne, or are some of them other places?
It's a mix of both. So we do have a lot of opportunities available at our facility in Duquesne, right past Kennywood. But then we also have direct distributions that are happening really all throughout southwestern Pennsylvania. So most of those that are off-site are on a monthly basis. So just, you know, once a month for the distribution out in Johnstown or Butler or a number in Allegheny County, they're really kind of all throughout our service area.
If somebody has heard this and they're saying that they want to do something, that they want to volunteer and they've got time on Friday mornings, what's the best way for them to be part of the group that makes a difference at the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank?
They can get in touch with us either by phone at 412-460-3663 and ask to speak with our volunteer team, or they can also go online and check out more about the opportunities, submit an interest form. That's at pittsburghfoodbank.org/volunteer.
This is really, really helpful. I know the work that you do is critically important to so many people here in Pittsburgh. Maybe it's a one-time thing. For others, it might be a month. For some people, it might be six. But it makes a huge difference. So, Sharla, thank you for all the heavy lifting that you do each and every day. And we're going to get you a bunch of volunteers down there to help out, okay?
Thanks so much, Rick. We appreciate it.
Always good to have you on the phone. Sharla Irwin-Buncher, again, Director of Development, also coordinates a lot of the volunteer efforts that happen at the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. That phone number, once again, if you'd like to volunteer, 412-460-3663, or you can go to their website and find out more.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.